Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Well, hello. Today, I'm here to talk about Gifted and our Gifted programming. And I have two guests with me today. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Katie Spentoff, the Director of Curriculum and Instruction.
I'm Beth Nissen. I'm the Gifted UDL coach.
And Beth, Katie's been on the podcast before a couple times last year and this year, but talk to us a little bit about what is the Gifted UDL coach and give us a little bit about your background and how you got to this position.
Gifted UDL is a universal design learning, and it's an approach where we're out there to serve the needs of the gifted students, but they're not just gifted an hour a week during their gifted program. They're in the regular classroom with all different students with different needs. And we promote and provide learning opportunities for the teachers to help them differentiate and to scaffold, you know, up towards the ceiling for students and meet those needs right in the regular classroom.
And how long have you worked for Washington Local Schools?
This is my fourth year.
All right. And background prior to coming to Washington Local, want to share a little bit about that while we have you on?
Quickly.
Okay.
I was recruited to, I was in a regular classroom, and I was helping our gifted director at Findlay City Schools to design a gifted program. And so that was my step in the door, and I just fell in love with, I just have a passion for trying to make sure that gifted kids feel successful and happy and proud. And so that was my in the door there was designing
and
the program.
You do have that passion. People know and see you. You definitely, that you can tell that. And I think that's what one of the things that we love about that is you wear that passion all the time and we can see that.
I do. So.
Well, and little known fact about Beth that she won't say is that she moved from Findlay after starting the gifted program there, and she moved into our district.
Yes.
And no one is a bigger champion of our district, talking up our teachers and our students and our admin more than Beth. Anytime we're on a call with a vendor, with a partner, Beth is the first one to talk about how great our district is.
The truth is the truth. I've seen it all, and it's pretty incredible what's offered here.
You said when you were talking about we service kids, how many is the we? How many people are hired in this district to just serve the gifted students?
We have four gifted teachers at the elementary that work within the seven buildings and myself. We also have teachers who get gifted professional development hours. It's required by the state of Ohio if a teacher teaches an honors advanced accelerated, or if that teacher pursues gifted hours and is teaching a regular class and you have a cluster of gifted students, those students are being served in that situation as well. So the teachers are the champions leading, as well as the gifted certified teachers.
And what's been really cool to see sitting in this seat is Beth has brought in some of our greatest presenters initially to do gifted professional learning, but we know good learning for our gifted students is good learning for all of our students. And so this year we moved Shannon Anderson, who originally came in to work with our elementary teachers on gifted, and now she's working with our grades 3 through 5 teachers on writing. And what's been so great about that is our teachers absolutely love the presenters that Beth brings.
Good.
Yeah. It's just raising the ceiling and providing scaffolds for kids that need it, but providing just those opportunities that's real world where they're creating and designing, and all kids thrive with that. All kids raise up.
What qualifies as a gifted student, and then who do we service? If you want to share, you can kind of tag team that question.
Gifted students can be identified by the state of Ohio in math, reading, science, social studies, superior cognitive, or creative thinking.
And then how do we serve them here at Washington Local?
So a couple of different ways. At the elementary level, they're clustered. So Beth referenced that. They're put into a class with a teacher who has those hours. And they're put with other gifted students to make sure that they're able to engage in those rich tasks, those rich discussions. But what's so wonderful about the model that we have in Washington Local is Beth's model doesn't just serve gifted students. So we have students that may not hit that number, but because of teacher recommendation or because of high test scores, we're able to serve those students too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what we find is exposure breeds, you know, a higher performance. And so when we serve those higher achieving students and then we screen again, and that is one thing Beth is very passionate about. If a teacher says, I think I have a student that's gifted, Beth goes right into action and screens those students because we want to make sure that we are fueling the passions of our students. So we use the clustering model at the elementary school and the PD with our teachers. And then our junior high and high school, we use advanced coursework. So our teachers still get that high quality professional learning on how to serve high achievers and gifted students. But then we, with all of our core areas, with some of our elective areas, we offer advanced coursework, honors, AP, College Credit Plus.
And then I know we've done some pretty creative enrichment activities and evening activities for students and for families. Can you share some of the things that the last few years that we've really done to help grow our gifted students and engage our families?
Yes, and not only gifted, but enrichment opportunities for all those parents and families, and that's just, we kind of co-tag off of each other there. We have Gifted Family Night, which has been a huge success, and for example, grades 3, 4, and 5 are doing projects related to the Toledo Zoo, designing a future exhibit, animal enrichment, reuse, reduce, recycle for our third grade students, and connecting to animal specialists, vets, and then they create a project and they present it to Gifted Family Night in all the 7 buildings. And it's just, the joyfulness is to see how confident and brave those students are to present what they know, and they're so proud. And then those families that come in, they're leaning in and asking questions and smiling and supporting all the students that are there. So
we provided Saturday camps, partnering with Bowling Green State University. We have a math camp, we have a science camp, we have a lamp camp. And those invitations are open to everyone, but we really do make sure we're tapping our gifted students on the shoulder and saying, this is a math camp. We have, you know, softball camp and basketball camp, but this is a camp for students who want to come engage with college professors and college students and other Washington Local students to play with math for a day. We also have Invention Convention, and that's for all of our fifth grade students. But they do lessons with Imagination Station, and then they go down to Imagination Station and do a workshop. And again, all of our fifth graders are exposed to that, but we're always looking at how can our gifted students fuel their passion and their skill set even more when we have these open experiences. And then this year at the junior high, our advanced science students will take another trip to Bowling Green State University and get an on-campus tour. And they also do on-campus lectures and lessons that are linked to what's happening in their science classes. And then we will have our very own Washington Local Symposium this year, where all of our students in Washington Local will do research and then present their research. And then, again, our students that have a passion for this and have a competency for this, our gifted and high achievers in science, will actually go to the zoo to present their research. So we're always looking at how to create these experiences for all students and that bring up the education of all. But we also want to make sure we're going above and beyond, just like you would for a student who's a high-performing runner or a high-performing actor. We want to make sure that we're meeting the competencies of our students academically.
Our grade card just came out, our state report card, I guess a grade card. Talk to me about the gifted points and scoring, and did we make gains with our gifted students? And I know you both know this, you know, by the back of your hand, so whoever wants to share about our gifted performance would be
great. Well, the biggest piece that has to be celebrated is our district received 5 stars in gifted progress. Which, what does that mean? That means that when our gifted students take a test from 1 year to the next, we are growing our gifted students. There's no greater accolade a district can receive than saying you add value to your students' education. And we got a 5 out of 5. And so we are absolutely thrilled with that. Our performance index, which is how do our gifted students score on the state test, was very high this school year, as high as it's ever been. And so we are really, really excited. We had a all-time high perfect scores So we had 20 perfect scores. We've never had that in our district. And we had more students score accomplished in advance than we ever have. So we're really, really happy with a lot of aspects of our gifted report card. We are continuing to look at identifying and serving students. Mm-hmm. We want as many students that are gifted to be not only identified but served. And we did have some buildings that got those points. And Beth is mm-hmm. always looking at how we can be better as a district. And so we have a plan this year to, again, identify and serve more kids.
Mm-hmm. And I think if a parent's listening to this and has a question, reach out to your building administrators who certainly can connect you with Beth. If you think that your student has a gifted identification or there's a service or something that you have a question on, please reach out because that's our job and we want to follow through on that. All the things that you mentioned for the enrichment opportunities and raising the bar, I think, are what are helping that report card because we are raising the bar for all kids when you're in those clusters and in those classrooms. So mm-hmm. I appreciate that. One thing I've asked all of the guests on the podcast is, what is your favorite thing about Washington Local Schools? I think I already asked you this, Katie, because you were on earlier. So, Beth, you live in the district. You started off a little bit about telling about, you know, your passion. But what is your favorite thing about Washington Local?
I have a couple, but one of them is just the teachers. They love their kids, and they love all kids, and they want them to know who they are and celebrate who they are. I think I tested like over 200 individually, and those are just teacher recommendations, some parent, but they're just out there, and they're just waving the flag for all their kids, and they want them to have every opportunity that they can. And I see that in the professional developments that Katie's inspired. We had Todd Stanley that she got going with social studies and these high school social studies teachers doing mock trials and debates and conventions and things. And when I see and hear what they're creating, and I know how wonderful that is for all kids, but gifted kids will most definitely thrive with that opportunity. It's exciting because it's happening all over.
And anything else? You said a couple. Is there another, or is there anything that we didn't ask you that you want to, what final shout out or final thing you would like to share before we end today?
I think that I'm impressed with Washington Local's pathways that are offered. I think it's absolutely incredible that students can start right off in seventh grade, and that will change to even sixth, I believe, next year, and with honors and advanced classes. And it's incredible the pathways and the acceleration that we have because they can take courses early. And Katie can speak more detailed about that.
So we have a record number of seventh graders this school year that are taking high school algebra in junior high. And that's, you know, just really exciting because it's a testament to the kids we have and the families we have. But it's also a really good piece of evidence that our math programming in K-6 is really strong and growing and helping our students be able to access those early classes, which means when they get over to the high school, they're taking those higher level math courses and hopefully, you know, connecting them to a career someday that, you know, fuels their passion and hits that competency.
Well, I appreciate both of your vision and your passion. It definitely, I hope it comes through in the podcast, but it definitely day to day we see that. So thanks for your work for kids and continuing to lift them up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Soup, where we discuss all things Washington Local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!